from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Good afternoon, everybody, on a Tuesday, 12.03 p.m. What do you do about lunch when you have to work a shift every once in a while?
Well, you know this about me. I fast, so I don't eat. My breakfast is later than, I guess, what you would probably eat breakfast.
Well, I like to eat a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
At about 7:55.
Yeah, and today I was feeling a little bit hungry because I didn't eat much last night. But typically when I wake up, I don't eat until after the show.
That's not entirely accurate.
What do you mean?
What about that peanut butter crap with the oatmeal that you eat that I see you making sometime in the middle of a show?
Well, I can't do it when I'm on the air. When I'm producing, I can eat it any time, so I'll have it at 12 or 1 o'clock. But when we're on the air, I got 6 minutes between segments. So I usually eat it after the show.
Okay. I didn't realize that. So your routine does change if you're on the air or not.
Yeah, it has to.
Well, it doesn't. Willard eats during the show, I think, sometimes, doesn't he?
Well, he prepares stuff, but he's also eating later in the day. I'm not going to eat it. Yeah, I'd like to have something before 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sure. Okay. I'm just curious how you do it.
That's how I do it.
All right. Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park on Friday, September 6th, for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society in the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control. It's the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. All right, coming up momentarily, we are going to play the press conference with Kyle Shanahan and members of the media. Shanahan has just addressed the media, and we're going to play that thing live for you. And apparently there are some nuggy nugs. That's a nugget, Evan.
A nug?
A nuggy nug.
Well, yeah, they got a lot of them in Denver.
They do. They have 12 of them, including one big nugget.
Actually, 15. It's 15 on the roster.
Nikola Jokic. He's the biggest nugget.
Yeah, but they have more than 12.
Why do you do that?
Just a little taste of your own medicine.
No, I don't do... I'm not a stickler like that.
Well, I know you were thinking of the USA roster, which has only 12 guys.
No, that only had 10.
What do you mean?
Well, they only had 10.
That's true.
Tatum and White, or no, Tatum and Halliburton didn't play a lot for Team USA.
They still got an A on the group project, though.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be bringing that up shortly. You notified me that we got a great guest on Thursday's show.
Yes, we do.
Why don't you elaborate?
Well, I just got confirmation that 49ers great Vernon Davis is going to join us on Thursday at 11:30. So we're looking forward to that. And it'll be right before the preseason game on Friday, of course, when they play in Las Vegas against the Raiders.
All right. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to play this press conference. Let me get my notebook out because I'm going to be taking some notes because this is our first time hearing it. But here we go. This is Kyle Shanahan just moments ago at the podium down in Santa Clara talking to reporters. Kyle Shanahan.
You decided what you're going to do on Friday as far as the starters playing?
Yeah, I'd like the starters to play. We'll see how today and tomorrow go, but that's the plan.
What about Nfanga?
He won't play this week.
Won't practice this week.
No, he won't practice this week.
Your phone?
Not this week.
With Illinois, do you think that kind of leads toward him starting the season on the pup list?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's still up for discussion right now. He got cleared last week, so it's been good that he can do like real football drills and stuff with the trainers and everything. He's been going a lot harder with that. I think 2 days on, 2 days off. Hopefully it goes real good this week, and maybe we could ease him into practice next week.
Last year you declared your backup quarterback before the last preseason game. Where do you stand now with that?
It's kind of like what you guys see. They're pretty tight, so I'm definitely not declaring it now. Hopefully they'll play out more in these two practices and hopefully a little bit more in the game.
How is Feliciano's injury something that could linger for a while, or where is he at?
Yeah, it could linger for a while. He ended up having to get some type of, I don't know exactly the surgery he got, but he got something done, and he'll end up probably starting on IR and hope to have him back towards the middle of the year.
Back to knee surgery?
Yes.
Cowing, are there any things that he shows you that maybe he can overcome some of the things that can slow a rookie receiver down from contributing right away?
I mean, it's still early. You know, he got his first full weekend. It was good to see him do some things in the game. Really liked how smooth he looked as a punt returner. But, you know, he's still got a lot to go through. He's behind.
Any stats on movement of Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams?
Zero updates. Nothing's changed.
Kind of, you guys missed 24 tackles in the first two preseason games. When you guys were watching the film, what's it look like to you?
I mean, I thought our tracking was a little better in this game than it was in the last game, overrunning a couple things, a few missed tackles, in some tight areas, which you don't like. But there's a lot of guys out there trying to make the team that not haven't necessarily yet. And you miss a lot of tackles. It's a lot harder to make the team.
How the addition of Vic Lombardi to the staff, did you know him before? What is it about somebody who is, you know, offensive coordinator coming in a new role? And I'll just throw in another question. Did you talk to Bill Belichick before hiring him?
No, I didn't talk to Bill before, but I've always liked mixed background, the people he's worked for, like Bill. But he's been with a number of people, being with Josh, things like that. Got to spend time, or got a few weeks with his dad when I was in Cleveland, who I have a ton of respect for football-wise. I've always liked people who've kind of grown up in an intense football background since they were born, not just after they left college. So I think that always helps guys give an advantage. And then I have a lot of people I'm close with who have worked with them. You know, he worked here when Chris Furster was on the staff, some good friends who know him very well. And so everyone spoke very, people who know him well and know me well. So people spoke very highly of him as a person, and I loved his background. And after talking with him on the phone and stuff, I felt like it was going to be a real good fit, and it's been great so far.
Jake Tonkin's been better than you expected?
Not really. I mean, we got him on our practice squad last year, so we got to see a lot of him just on scout team and stuff. And he's always done a real good job here, and he's taking advantage of his opportunities. He's mixing around at a couple of positions, and he's going to make this decision tough for us.
Some of your veterans have said that with Brock, that one of the benefits of him having the full offseason is his voice has gotten even stronger and more leadership. Have you noticed that, and in what ways can it benefit him to maybe have more command?
I just think when you've done what you've done on the field, it's always easier. I mean, I don't care how you are, if no matter what type of leader or how you want to command or demand things from people. If you haven't had much success on the field, that doesn't last very long. And he did that as a rookie, but then he was so caught off just trying to come back from his injury. Now, after having a second year in where he had an unbelievable year, he's in a much more natural position to do it. I think he does do it naturally, but the team, based off of what he's done, he's earned their respect on the field, and they know him as a guy inside and out, and no one respects him one more as a person than how much they respect Brock.
You know, Brock is talking about seeing the offense the way that you see it. He wants to get to that point. Now it's not there yet, but like understanding like the why of a play call, like maybe in the moment. Are we trying to get, set up a third man, or are we trying to make this happen? Where do you see in that process? And he's going into his third season. I mean, you have the potential to have a pretty long partnership with him. Are you excited about? We'll see where he can get this offense eventually.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was so excited with how he did right away. Just when we got him on the field with his few reps, and then what he did in his rookie year was so exciting. And watching him overcome injury was unbelievable last year. So he's got enough tape out there that everyone has a good grasp of what Brock is, and that's a very good quarterback. And the way he's built, the way his mind works, the way he works at things, how humble he is. Usually anyone in those situations only gets better with reps and being in more situations. And, everyone wants to learn it or know it like the coach does, but the coaches only know it because we've been doing it for a long time, and we sit in that room in a chair and with a slow motion remote and get to go over stuff all the time, and players don't get to do that all the time. They got to go work on being an athlete and doing stuff on the field, and it's not just all the mind. They got to work on the physical aspect of the game, so you always hope that they can count on the coach to help bridge that gap, but especially with the quarterback, I mean, it's always good to know a lot. Sometimes knowing a lot doesn't always help. Too many of the what ifs, and I have a scar on almost every single play. We've done it long enough. You give the quarterback all those scars that you have as a play caller, they might never throw the ball. Watch out, this could happen, this could happen. So it's kind of on a need to know basis to help them be the most successful, but the more they play, the more they learn, because eventually you do need to know all that stuff, and it's about how you handle it, and Brock's handled it very well.
Yeah, the three rookie offensive linemen all have good numbers. Does the film show the same thing? And what do you see? Do you like the competition on that offensive line for the backups?
When you say numbers, you mean like their jersey numbers?
Well, they're not giving up like no pressures and very few pressures and snaps.
I think the competition there has been very good. Just comparing it to other years in the past, I think we're deeper there. I think guys who have been around here, who whether it's practice squads or the last guys on the roster who haven't started much, I think those guys have all gone better. And the more you can do that, obviously the better these guys get. But there's no harder position to develop than O-line, because you get better at O-line by playing football. And the O-line, really, that's been taken away from them in the offseason. So I think those guys get hurt the most with just how offseason rules go. Training camp's so much faster, so they always are behind on it. And college football O-line play is night and day different. I'd say like 95% of the schools than NFL O-line play. So it's really a tough deal for those guys. But if they can hang in long enough, whether it's the last guy on the roster, whether it's practice squad, if they're made of the right stuff, and they have the ability, all those guys usually do get better. But it's very tough with their timeline.
Christian's so adamant and borderline obsessive about reps and how important reps are and practicing and being out there. For him to not be out there, how does he get to week one to be himself?
Well, that's what's good when you're that obsessive about everything. I mean, when you're hurt, you're hurt. You can't go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But when you take every rep, every walkthrough, everything you do, you're just so deliberate in everything. When he's probably walking down the aisle to get married, he's probably thinking about his feet and how to do routes. No offense to Olivia, but he's obsessed with it. And so when you do get in these situations where you do get hurt and you can't go do all that stuff, at least he's put the work in before. So that stuff does come back fast. But, I mean, he understands what it takes to play in this game, especially at the level he does. And not many people play at that level unless they are like that.
It's a privilege for me. What quarterback would you say you've had who is as close to being a peer with you as far as the master of the offense?
Guys who aren't very good at playing. I can't say those guys. Whenever a guy comes out the field and they want to talk like a coach, usually they're saying what they think you want to hear. I mean, you're in the pocket, and that's moving fast. You got to have an understanding and preparation and how to get clues and how to react. But if you come out and you're just talking all coach talk and everything on the field, it usually means you're just guessing and trying to tell a guy what they want to hear. It's, you don't need too much explanation.
Right. I mean, off the field, as far as when you're talking, you're kind of getting playing. You know, it's like, okay, it's good. You know?
Brian Griese, but he could play. Yeah. That's a little bit.
Have you ever had a quarterback? Yeah, like 12 plays.
I haven't.
Preseason?
I haven't. Yeah. I think.
Consideration for that?
No, I would hate to do that to somebody. Like, I'd be, if he really wanted to and stuff, I'd maybe you would let him so he could learn how miserable it is. I couldn't imagine having to think of all that stuff, get people in the right spots, spit the play, think of a play, spit it out, get to the line of scrimmage, and actually think of how to play football. That's playing this game is playing the quarterback position as hard as there anything in sports, and to have to do other stuff to me would make it extremely hard. You better make it very. They better call it a very simple game. Possibly. I really don't plan it all out. It's not that big of a deal to us.
This isn't something that you're considering doing in the regular season.
No. Yeah.
You don't feel like you need the preseason reps?
No. I think I'm all right on it.
How does it benefit Clay?
Just give him that experience. I mean, he did it in high school for a while. He's been here. I've let him do it at practice a lot. Just allowing him to do it in the game is something he's earned. I think it's good for his career. But a lot of guys don't get that before, and they're fine too. So it's more, why wouldn't I do it? Like, what does it affect on the team? And when I was younger, I always felt like it was kind of disrespectful to the players, just in terms of not treating it as important as it can be. That's why I hated doing that. I'd always call it, but then a backup guy would get in the preseason, and now I'm not going to do it. So that always kind of made me insecure just to those guys. I didn't want them to think I wasn't taking it as seriously, but Clay spent so much time with those guys, I don't think they've taken that way at all. So as long as they weren't offended by it and stuff, stuff. I think it's been great for him. It's great for everybody, and it's been more relaxing.
Is it more important? Is it important in interviews for him to be able to say that he's had that experience and call those plays?
I wouldn't think so. Depends. I mean, all 32 teams are different, so it depends on the person hiring them. But I wouldn't think so. There's a lot that goes into play calling. That's more important, and it's more about how you put in a game plan, how you tie it all together, how you rep it throughout the week. There's stuff that you can make a little difference on timing it out, right? But anytime you think you've made a great play call, just make a few more and stay humble with it.
Having had that experience in the regular season where he's now kind of seeing things through a little bit sharper lens as far as how you might be looking at a game?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if anything changes from him, but I wouldn't think so. Clay's had a very good grasp of since he got here. I mean, I put him with D'Amico the first year, and D'Amico was so mad at me when I took him. But I thought he had too much of a future in offense, and we were going to need him there. And he was right. Same thing that I did to him with Bobby Slowick also. Clay's grown up around football a long time. He kind of knows what goes into a play caller's mind, what they think about, and that's why he's been able to help me so much. And you know, as a head coach, you can't always go through the same routine that, you know, I used to as a coordinator, where I can just shut the door and not worry about anything except the 10 minutes I had to talk to people once a week and kind of just worry about the game plan. And when you're a head coach, you got a few other things you got to do, but you can't let that be an excuse for not being as prepared for the game. And that's why you need people you can count on who can think like you and can prepare when you aren't there. And he's been great at that since he's moved to offense for us. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan. 15 minutes of Kyle Shanahan, and what were the takeaways? The three that I heard, no update at all on Ayuk or Trent Williams. His exact quote was zero updates, nothing's changed. John Feliciano, offensive lineman, probably going to miss a chunk of the season.
Yep.
Maybe they hope to have him back around the middle portion of the season, but buried in there was something on Ricky Pearsall.
Well, nothing on Ricky Pearsall.
Well, he won't be practicing this week.
Yeah, so we won't be seeing him
right
on Friday.
So now their rookie wide receiver hasn't been doing much the last few weeks. Their number one receiver is still holding in. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I mean, I don't know. I just figured Pearsall would be ready. And maybe he won't be ready. What if Pearsall's not ready? And Ayuk's not ready? Or what if they're not even playing in week one?
Well, not every receiver is different, but I also noted the comment about Cowing being, quote, behind.
Yeah.
So if Jacob Cowing is behind, who to me has looked like maybe the best part of their preseason, as far as, you know, rookies and kind of unexpected players to pop, wasn't sure if he'd be a roster guy. I think he's got to be on the roster, especially if Pearsall's not. So if Cowling's behind, I don't know how Ricky Pearsall can't be behind.
Right.
When he hasn't been able to be on the field and when he won't have played a single snap in the preseason. Right?
Yeah.
He will not have caught any in-game balls from Brock Purdy. He will not have gotten a full training camp, and he will have started, it seems like, his NFL career injured. And he was your first-round pick.
Right.
That was supposed to be your insurance for either something in the future or for perhaps something that includes Brandon Ayuk this season, to which we still have no update on.
How would you characterize this press conference? And what I'm getting at here is, if you're a 49er fan, and you're living and dying with this team like so many are, are you starting to really get worried about what's going on with not only the injuries, but with the holdout, the hold in? I mean, look, we got the top two receivers. You're right. They haven't caught a ball yet, either of them, in the preseason. Trent Williams isn't in. Feliciano is going to be out for, it looks like, half the season. Pearsall isn't even going to be a small part of making up for Ayuk, at least early in the season, it looks like. I mean, I have no idea. How much time does Pearsall need to get out on the field?
Well, and then how much does he need to get familiar with Shanahan's system? Because as we've learned from watching Brandon Ayuk, for example, Kyle Shanahan's system can be difficult for rookie receivers. I mean, the one that got on the field and probably dominated as quickly as possible was Debo.
Right.
But Debo didn't have to compete with Debo. And Debo didn't have to compete with Ayuk.
Right.
And he didn't have to compete with Juwan. You know, there are people in place that are already a bit preventative as far as Pearsall's path to impacting regular season games. And now it feels like he himself is also in his own way because he's hurt. And this was something that was also, I mean, Herm Edwards came on with Willard and Dibbs a while back and talked about how Pearsall is a guy that might need to be, you know, taken after because he goes hard. He hurts himself. And the last thing I want is to think about your first-round pick. I don't care what position he plays.
Right.
Last thing I want to think about my first-round pick being is injury-prone.
Well, especially now at a position of need.
I'm not sure if it's a position of need yet, but compared to last season, like the 49ers' wide receiver room was the best in football. They might not have had the best two top receivers, but overall, I think the wide receiver room was the most talented in football. Right now, you can't say the same about it because Ayuk is not in a jersey.
Right.
And your first-round pick is not on the field.
Well, look, even if Ayuk were in uniform now practicing, I still expect Pearsall to get some playing time as a rookie. And without Ayuk, at least for now, and how about this? And you brought it up. Jacob Cowing.
That was a bit surprising.
Talked about Cowing. He said he's behind. And he had the best game of any receiver probably on Sunday. He likes him as a punt returner, but I guess as a receiver, he says he's behind.
That's a little surprising to me. Now, I know Shanahan's hard on his receivers, but to use that word, I would not have expected that.
Doesn't that just go to show you how you have to acknowledge that a lot of times what we see clearly isn't what a coach who's an expert sees.
What the leaders see.
The leaders, yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What'd you think of Kyle Shanahan's press conference? I don't know what the best piece of news was out of it. I'm not sure that there was any good news out of it. John Feliciano looks like he's going to miss, I don't know, about half the season. Ricky Pearsall will not practice this week, which puts him 1 week closer to the opener without practicing. Absolutely zero updates. Nothing's changed on Ayuk and on Trent Williams. At what point do the tea leaves start to really worry you? As now we're inside 3 weeks before the opener. And he expects to play a lot of the starters Friday. He said he reserves the right to change his mind. But the bottom line is, are we ready to say it? Is it official? Is it official that the 49ers have gotten off to a bad start? Or is that way too premature right now? You tell me. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.